Did you know we can do a test at home to assess how well our body is working with our diet, how well we assimilate and digest our food and excrete our wastes? All key for good health, right? It's part of a system known as RBTI. Philip Rankin is a consultant using this system and has brought it into the 21st century with some technological assists. Stay tuned. I'm Robin, and this is Tributaries. So, Philip, if there ever was a time to be able to really zero in on taking care of ourselves regarding our health, it's certainly now. And the work that you've focused on in the last few years here is the work of Dr. Carrie Reams, RBTI. Can you tell us basically what this Reams biological theory of ionization is, and then we'll move into a little bit about how it works and its potency?
I certainly can, and you make me feel young. It's been 15 years' journey in the discovery of Reams's work, and ionization, the complicated part of that word sentence, is about simply how the body's pulled apart minerals and nutrition and how it puts it back together again from calcium to skin. And ionization is how effectively that's done. And Reams discovered the efficiency of the body's biochemistry in a mathematical formula, just how efficient where the place was, where the least amount of energy was lost, therefore gaining health, nutrition, vitality into our very natural resource, our body.
And a good quote to come out of this work: we do not live from the food that we eat, but from the energy created from that food we eat. And maybe that will lead us into another Reamsism, which is going by the numbers. And this will further explain what's going on with this work.
That's great. It's wonderful. And the tip of the iceberg there is we don't live off the food we eat. We live off the minerals in those foods, and the ability for the body to digest it effectively is the secret in where we get the energy from. So the food we eat, let's call it a big brown bread roll, what we want is the mineral out of that food, and hopefully there's some in it. And so to the ability for us to digest all of the 85 minerals that we need out of the food we have is where the energy comes from. And it's the very molecular dance of all the anions and cations in those minerals that create life within us. And what's life? New cells, eliminating dead and dying cells and replenishing or replacing those cells with new cells. So the energy comes from the minerals we eat. And we simply then look at a seven-number formula that Reams discovered was the line where the least resistance was, or better put, was where the least amount of energy was lost in that process. A mathematical genius, a formula beyond our understanding, where he actually saw pictures with numbers. So beyond my understanding, his way, but what he gave us was the laws and the rules to bring the body back to an ideal place and close to those numbers we call the healing zone. So therefore we run just like you drive a car. You look at all of the signs, you look at the measurements of the speedometer, the fuel tank, the temperature. Where you're running, you're driving by numbers. And even the red lights are made up of numbers mathematically when it all boils down. So we're running the biochemistry into a zone by the numbers. And as complicated as it sounds, those seven numbers indicate how far away we are from perfect health.
The testing itself is simple, and yet there are so many connections that just will start making so much sense, and there's a depth that Carrie Reams went into. For instance, I've worked many years with pH, and yet when I started studying Reams' work, I learned so much, because it's like, oh yes, you need calcium if your pH is low, but there are different types of calcium to work from. So the pH is one thing, and there's a pH for your saliva as well as for your urine. And They each show different things, and maybe you could run by the specific numbers because there are other things involved as well, like carbs and sugars, for instance.
There's seven numbers, and the seven numbers are measurements of, firstly, carbohydrates, total carbohydrates, all your sugars in the urine, all your salts in the urine. So we look at the salt level to look at conductivity level. So we've got an electrical field in our body, and we want the least amount of resistance without too much or too high or too low, we say. And so we bring the seven, that's two numbers. We bring the pH in for the urine and the saliva. Now we've got digestion speed. We're looking at how the food goes into the mouth, how strong the digestive juice is in the saliva to begin to break down the food. Then when we get the blood's cleaned by the kidneys, we look at the urine and look at how acidic or how alkaline, and you can be too much of either, and how far away from his magic number was 6.4 pH. So if we could get the saliva to 6.4 and the urine to 6.4, we've lost the least amount of energy in all of that process, and it's all gone to healing, to regeneration of the body, replacement of those beautiful new cells, eliminated then dying ones. Then we look at the cell debris, the solids in the urine, to see how fast and how much the body's deteriorating. And if we're actually throwing literally solids out of our urine, we're aging fast. We slow that process up. And then by bringing the numbers into ideal. And then the final two numbers, we look at the undigested or unutilized protein and whether that's too high or too low. If it's too high, if our carbs are high and our salts are high, we've got a whole lot of symptoms going on in the body. But we don't look at the symptoms, we look at the cause. And that cause, in summary of Reams's work, is we're looking at mineral deficiencies, improper hydration, and levels of toxicity in the body. We change those causes, we get a different result. We get health, we get vitality, we get harmony, we get flow, we get energy, and are wonderfully connected to everything and everybody.
Yes, and as you said, it can indicate imbalance, and we don't need to go further with a diagnosis. However, if someone wanted to start reading their numbers and they knew they already had a condition, for instance, of high blood pressure, that would certainly show in the numbers. Maybe we could talk about gut biome health right now. That's critical, as most of us are aware right now. And I'm wondering if you could give an example of what might show up. The beauty of all of this is the remedies are good food, minerals, and you learn how to balance the diet in order to create a more balanced number.
You learn what's right for you. That's right. So going back to the gut biome, very prominent right now in our discussions on health and wellness around the world. I work with elite athletes. I work with sick and dying. I work with tiredness and fatigue. The first sign your biochemistry is out of order, if you like, is tiredness and fatigue. It's the first sign of energy loss. And so it's a little indicator when we're tired, fatigued, obviously there's sensible things to do, rest and regenerate, rejuvenate. We often don't. We just skip straight past that and burn through. Now, the tiredness and fatigue, what we're looking at is we're about to move, Robin, into the field of rebuilding the liver. Reams's work was about rebuilding the liver. If the liver gets what it needs, calciums, oxygen, water, and the minerals to build the instruments for the body, and that's digestive juices, cellular growth, etc., sends its potassium to the pancreas to make the thyroxine in the thyroid, etc. We're going back to the very cause of imbalance, and gut biome will improve when the liver gets everything it needs if it can digest its food with the least amount of energy loss, that the energy is going towards healing and regeneration rather than elimination of waste that are in excess. So keeping it simple, what we're trying to do is rebuild the liver. Wide variety of foods, lots of colors, eat the rainbow, and everybody's an individual and their numbers are different. And this is the fascinating part. It truly is a paradigm shift. When we're focused on the cause and not the effects, it's a paradigm shift. And a dysbiosis in the gut will be caused by mineral deficiency, improper hydration. You put all of those minerals back into the body and you get the numbers in the zone and correctly hydrate. And today, I'd like to share with the audience some takeaways on correcting their hydration. And so if you balance your hydration for your body, and you and I are different, so you'll be out there fit and well and I'll be sitting at a desk all day working away, and so our diets are different, our bodies are different, our lifestyle is different, so our numbers will be different. So we will drive your wellness program by your sets of numbers, and there's the paradigm shift. It's now in your hands. Your health is now with seven numbers, and particularly the first five numbers are in your hands to make adjustments to improve the efficiency of your digestion. Then the gut, the liver, the kidneys, the heart all get what they need through replacing in the body what we're using. And so that all sounds very complicated. So what do we do? It's a diet program. We're correcting hydration. We're balancing up the biochemistry's digestion process. And you mentioned calciums. Reams was the man that put S onto calcium. He discovered hundreds, literally thousands of different calcium. He went right down to the molecular ions in the calcium and discovered pretty much seven families of calcium. Now, one in particular, a lactate calcium, is high energy. So if you've got a slow digestion process, he would apply a high energy calcium into your digestion and include high energy lactate calcium foods. And so it would bring cations into the digestion, speed up the digestion, and make the digestion more efficient. So as complicated as it first sounds, what we end up with is a wonderful, perfect diet for your body that you design based going around those numbers. And there's no guessing. We don't have to guess. Somebody will come up to me and say, what should I eat? What's my diet? I want to run the lap, the second fastest. It's like, well, I don't know. You have to give me a set of numbers to do it. And so we treat that individual on an individual basis.
Yes. And speaking about hydration, the brilliance of having a constant inflow of just a little bit, like maybe 4 ounces of water, instead of doing something for 3 hours and going, oh, I'm so thirsty, I'm going to drink 40 ounces of water right now. The body appreciates that steady flow. And another correlation that Reams came up with is how sugar regulation will parallel oxygen availability. So as you said, when we can be advised by someone who does this RBTI work, or when we can learn it, it's quite brilliant how we can bring out shifts, and the diet is just amazing because we are all different. We can have the same symptoms, but we're going to repair them a little bit differently, aren't we?
Yeah, that's so true. That's wonderfully said. And look, you know, it's the love of my life in the sense I found the truth behind that set of numbers for each individual. And I can comfortably say if I'm asked the question, what's good for me? I can comfortably say with the burden off my back, I don't know. You have to send me a set of numbers. Now, you can be in Hawaii or Boulder, Colorado, and you can ring up with a set of numbers and we can have a talk for hours. We could also have a talk for hours what's nutritious food. But what's right for you is, thanks to Reams, is based around a set of numbers. So we developed some software that goes all around the world now. We work together with different individuals and practitioners and teach those people how to look after themselves. It's truly fascinating. You mentioned hydration. One day we should just sit on our balcony and have 30 minutes for all of your wonderful guests out there on hydration. It literally will change people's lives. Our body doesn't store water, technically, and we need that hydration, call it hydration, call it correcting the hydration. For each individual is obviously, again, different. Some people overhydrate. You can wash all those sugars and salts out of your body and sit on the floor and go for a nano nap and hit a tree. You can overhydrate, particularly anxious, elite athletes, people high intensity can overhydrate, thinking people losing weight think that they should be drinking lots of water, and they drink too much, and you wash all of the goodness out. Most people are dehydrated, and that sugars, we call them sugars, but the total sugars, that's all your sugars, and we call them total carbohydrates, are too high, and they're dehydrated. And then we've got one more factor that's become a concern in the world is the high salt content in food is terribly inflammable to the body, to the vascular system. Heart health issues are one of the ranking up there, one of the highest issues around the world, and simply can be corrected. And this is shocking, can be corrected by reducing those salts, increasing the hydration, stopping the inflammation in the body. Now, once we get those numbers in the zone, you can't have dis-ease right. when you've got ease. And so correcting the hydration for everyone today, if you can have small amounts of water, two or three mouthfuls every half hour throughout your waking day, and let's say it's 10 hours, so you've got 20 lots of little half hours there of say, two to three mouthfuls of water. Now, being careful here not to overhydrate, and of course, we don't know a set of numbers, so I'm stepping outside just to give a little gift away here. But without a set of numbers, I would encourage people to spread out their water and just get as clean as you can afford. Don't be too concerned on spending lots and lots of money on filtration systems yet. Just start drinking water consistently throughout the whole waking hours and taper off at the end of the day so you're not running up waking everybody at night at 2 o'clock in the morning going to the toilet five right. times.
I have to say I really, really appreciate your take on all of this because there are quote unquote perfect numbers and you can steam, distill your water and all of these things, but let's work with what we've got. And the shifts that can happen are still going to be brilliant. Just recently in speaking, you barely touched on the technology that you've developed in order to give people even a larger access to the RBTI work. Is there something you'd like to say in just a couple minutes time about that before we wrap up?
Thank you. I developed software. I'm 60 this year and I'm not a tech person. I failed school and found something that I really loved. And what I have built together, not me, but programs, of course, built software so that you and I and people around the world can put in a set of numbers. It guides people what to eat, what to take, and what to do. It offers them suggestions on supplementation that their body chemistry is missing. So we brought the Reams's work, God bless him, into the technological age that has nice, pretty interface and good colors and fun to have in your pocket. And simply now, you know, urine's clean. Urine's sterile. It's not dirty. It was always brought up as kids. Oh, don't touch that. But now I literally just very quickly, we got that software literally working. A couple of kits and instruments went to the Olympics and we can't give all our secrets away. We've got to stay out for those gold medals. I'll give you some hints, but we won't tell you everything if we're in a contest with each other. It goes into, you know, elite racing, Super 8 car racing. We've got a world champ on the BMX trail and we've got some pro sports people here. And more importantly, I work with people interstate here that have got a life-threatening illness, that have literally was given 2 years to live and still 3 years on, teaching me about the RBTI, what they did over and above and beyond. So we've really brought the community together around the world to put a set of numbers in some software, make life fun and energy. It's all about energy. It's all about good life. And so that we can literally work with practitioners, the best of, including Dr. Kerry Reams' daughter, Betty Reams, around the world in supporting people with their own biochemistry in their pockets. You can have your instruments and you can be sitting in Hawaii, I can be sitting in Australia, and we can be talking to Betty on a set of numbers, all looking at the same charts and graphs and indications of your numbers. We can literally see you from a distance.
Yes, yes. And Philip, through some reading, I know Carrie Reams relied on his connection to spirit to develop this work and to help folks through many serious health crises or just to get a better balance going in their lives. How are you experiencing this?
Now you're into the bliss. I first of all started and was completely confused and for 5 years or so on the complication of the mathematical equation until dawned on me, the light came in, the sun rose, and all of a sudden it turned it around and I was able to help others by making it very simple to use and easy to understand. The science we'll put aside and we'll pontificate for hours and hours. Then I discovered that getting to the healing zone was a door into the divine design. All of a sudden, the closer I got and got others to the ideal healing zone was an insight into how we're made. And it's fascinating, truly fascinating. And it's not so much a mystery how the anions and cations dance together to make calcium, dances together to make skin, and all the other 85 minerals all have a wonderful dance together. But all of a sudden, there's a connection to everything, how it's made, how we're put together, how we're pulled apart and put together, how the 85 minerals in our body are part of the earth, a part of the tree. They're all made up of the same things, just a different ratio and combination. So my understanding and belief system was now connected to my emotions, my feeling, my thinking. And so balancing up the physicality of the physical biochemistry or the body chemistry was a door into the magic house, the one upstairs. And as close as we can get to it in understanding life itself. So spirituality, faith, belief systems all came into a truly deeper understanding of just how divinely we're designed. And so the Reams gave us an access into that, and that maybe explained just the tip of the iceberg and everything we've spoken of today. We could literally talk about for hours.
Indeed. And I thank you so much, because the inspired work certainly is coming out through you as well. And things are always a little better when they're of service, aren't they?
I only learned and listened to the podcast yesterday about, if I can share this with others. This is not just here about me at the moment. If you're listening here and you're involved in giving, the intention that I have to share this is more delightful than my own healing in it, if you like. The intention of sharing the information without any constraints or without any expectations or conditions, it's there for everybody. If you want to change and improve your health, we've put health in people's hands. The biggest problem, I suppose, we have is the abdication of people's responsibility for their own health.
Right.
Reams's work, 7 numbers, 3 instruments and some chemicals, but starting with the instruments, you can have your health in your hands. And that's not for everybody, and that's sad to say and maybe harsh, but the benefits, if you like, come from when you take that responsibility. And so start with water. Start with this is for everybody. Start with correcting your hydration. If you haven't got a set of instruments, start spreading that water out over the day. I usually, for here in Australia, we're in metric, and I change my kilo weight, say roughly, let's say 80 kilos, I change that to 80 mil. And so I have that every half hour. So that gives me about the water I need. And just be sensible. Think about, are you having hydrating foods? Are you having other drinks, et cetera? So you sort of add it all up, and about a liter and a half for me, but spread out over 10 hours. And so if you're out there and you're trying to measure off some water, 2 or 3 mouthfuls every half hour, clean water that you can afford. Start with a filter jug, $20 filter jug, or start with tap water, start with rainwater if you have to. And just start by spreading out that hydration over that time. And you truly, and I challenge you, try it for a week and and come back to Robin and tell me that the life is not better.
Yes. And in closing, Philip, I would like to offer that if people get in touch with you, they can also find out about teaching that goes on via Zoom and that sort of thing. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And look, we'd love to. Right now we're doing our fourth course, and it's a 10-week course. We work through the International Institute of Original Medicine with Dr. Jim Sharp and Dr. Lisa Sharps and Betty. They can get in touch with you, pass them on to me, or they can get in touch with balanceenergyhealth.com.au. Give me some sort of contact there. There's plenty of ways to get in contact with us all, but we'll do that course. Within a couple of months, it'll be accredited with the American Naturopathic Association, a wonderful, wonderful achievement for the RBTI world. And so we'll have this amazing course where literally 3 or 4 weeks into the course, people are literally changing their body chemistry with a simple and easy to understand a way of using the instruments, understanding the basics. You don't have to go through 15 years of hard wrinkles that I've had to, as we've made it easy, simple, fun, and changing lives within weeks.
Wonderful. Many thanks to Philip Rankin, RBTI consultant, teacher, and programming developer. Those 1930s were quite an insightful time into healthcare. Dr. Maynard Murray, Royal Raymond Rife, Max Gerson, and I'm pleased to share the work of Dr. Carrie Reams with you today. For any guest information or anything else related to tributaries, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. Podcasts are in the usual spots, and if not, do let us know. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.